Have you been cheerful lately? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Timothy Hampton, Aldo Scaglione, and Marie M. Burns Distinguished Professor of Comparative Literature and French at the University of California, Berkeley, examines this feeling.
On the map of our emotions, cheerfulness is a completely unnoticed or forgotten force. Nowadays, we often associate it with a kind of annoying upbeatness, a superficial optimism. Yet cheerfulness has a complex history, and it is defined by an important feature that sets it apart from other emotional states, such as melancholy or anger. It is under our control. It is ephemeral, elusive even, and yet we have some mastery of it. In my research, I have been working to tell the story of this modest emotion. The English word cheer comes from an old French word meaning face. To have a cheer is to have an expression, a self-presentation. Yet by the time of Shakespeare, cheer suggests psychological and spiritual uplift. The King James Bible reminds us that God loves a cheerful giver, thereby linking it to charity and to membership in a spiritual community. The unfolding of the modern era can be read in the permutations and borrowings of the idea of cheerfulness. For example, in the Enlightenment, it appears as a feature of the ideal social life. In the novels of Jane Austen, it is essential to proper female identity. In the English writer Charles Dickens, who chronicles the rise of modern capitalism, it is linked to social ambition. For the philosopher Nietzsche, it shapes the very material of art. The study of cheerfulness reveals that to understand our emotional lives, we must take notice of how our ways of speaking about ourselves have changed through time. Cheerfulness is easy to overlook, yet it can shape the moral self and bind us to our fellows. By paying attention to its history and complex meanings, we can come to a clearer understanding of the emotional and moral confusions of the present day.
That was Timothy Hampton of the University of California, Berkeley. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.